Hey, good evening, everybody. We got a lot to cover tonight. I'll get right to it because I know I probably won't be able to do a couple shows and might be one of my last shows for a while. I'll be going back in the hospital and be a little while before I can get back right. So I'm not going to say that I'll be there next time. So I just want to make sure I cover everybody all bases. And then when I get back out, we'll be back to normal. But I know we have a lot of things on the agenda coming up. A lot of racing going on, whether it's on the street, whether it's on the track. They're doing that thing out here, Long Island. I got to give you something they were representing the other night. We had a lot of racing going on, and I couldn't believe it to hear how many races went down. We probably could have had a grudge fest out here on the street. That's how much racing was going on for the Long Island was. Big shout out to every last one of them that went out there and did what they had to do. Just got to be a little careful out there. But right now, we got a lot of things on the agenda. And on our Grudge National Day, we've been talking to a few people, and a lot been calling. A lot of guys are calling up, and they're asking what can they do and who can they run. They're looking for runs. So far, we've been having the Florida boys coming down. They already asked for runs. I know they got a couple runs locked in. I'll let them get on later on tonight. Maybe they'll talk about what they got because I think the Goldie's already locked in with Pee-wee. Pee-wee's also locked in with, I want to say it's Ugly. One of them is locked in with the Fox. I'm going to definitely get Short Dog on here tonight. He would tell me exactly who the guys are that from there that's locked in. You got T5 coming in. You got the Candy Crusher. He's coming. You know, you got the Florida boys definitely going to be in the house. You got to give them credit. They said they're coming, and like Goldie came last time and came and did what he had to do. Candy Crush is coming also, so you're going to have plenty of racing going on, and if you want to race that day, let me know. Definitely got some things that everybody's looking for, who they're looking for. We'll have a lot of guys from Long Island be in there. I know Calvin, I talked to Calvin, he's getting his car right. Trying to do a little do. I think he's waiting for you, Ralphie. I know you said you wanted to try him out, and right now it seems like you the hold up, Ralphie. So let's get on here, let's straighten him out real quick so I can be able to get them Nova to Nova to go out there. I know he definitely said he's been asking about you. So I know there's a few guys that said they want to try Scoot out. I didn't get in touch with George yet. They want to lock in ahead of time before they even come out, and they want to do it. We got Thundergoat's going to be back on the scene looking for some action. Big Block, Linko on Nitrous. You got a lot of cars. You got a lot of street cars going out there. You know, you got action that's going to be all the way around. I'm quite sure there's going to be everybody that's going to be there. You know, when I say as some guys look for the big races like they thought all the big races were going to happen last time, and don't get me wrong, it's nice to have some of the big races. But myself, I'm a little guy, and I watch the big races. I like seeing them. I'm a little guy specialist. I like to see the little guys get in action. And if it wasn't for the little guys out there last time, they kept it interesting. And I'll tell you, you heard some guys had turned around and want to knock it or the big hype and all that. Well, you know what? With the bigger cars, there's always things that can happen. Anything can happen with the cars. With small cars, less things happen. Anybody knows that. They can burn pistons. They do all that. And meanwhile, there was a lot of action that went on that day. So by the person went back out there, I'm not even going to get all into it because you make yourself look like an idiot because everybody knows there was a lot of action down there at Buzz Creek, and that's why everybody's been calling me back up and saying they want to come again. The ruler will be out there coming from Piedmont. Just to let you know, He was the first car that went down the track that day on a grudge run. Never been to Buzz Creek. Took his Nova out there and told me, came, walked up to me, said, "Joe, can you hold the money?" "No problem." I held it. He said, "We're going to get it off. I didn't even make a pass. We're going to go right off the trailer." Sure enough, he went off the trailer. He actually patted the gas a couple times. He did what he had to do. There was like quite a bit of other guys, and they were like the unsung heroes, you want to say, I could say. You know, Wicked Bird, he went out there twice. He ran a turbo car right off the trailer. You know, he went out there, he might have lost, but I tell you what, I gave him respect because he was out in front to the eighth mile. After the eighth mile, I mean, to run that turbo car, I was shocked that he was going to try that car. Did it right off the trailer. Then he came back and ran again. Derek, with the Kryptonite truck, he did his thing. He ran out there and he went against Buddy Blow. He lost, but he went out there and he went to try. And I think Derek actually ran twice. And he was just John getting it back together, so he didn't quite have the handle on it, but he went out there to engage. So you got to give him credit. I know he'll be back out, and I think he'll have the car right this time. And we're going to definitely find out. So it's going to be a lot of things. G-Money against Running Bear went out there and ran. I had to go out for both of them because this year Running Bear is engaging in all kinds of races. You got to say, you know, guys don't want to give him credit, but I'm going to tell you right now, Running Bear is out there and he's doing his thing. He's out there and he's racing. He's not scared to go ahead and engage. G-Money, same thing. He's just standing it up a little high up there, but he's doing his job. He went out there, he carried the wheels in the air a couple times in the air, and I think he probably broke a shock again, I think. But he was definitely there. He was out there to try to run. So we're going to have a lot of racing going on. 31st, and it's the Grudge Nationals. Remember, that's what we are. That's what it's going to be. The East Coast Grudge Nationals will be on August 31st at Buds Creek. And everybody that know how the facility is. Also, I know a few people that's been asking me, and they want me to get the bus back together again. They want to get back out there so they can sit in the bus and relax and go ahead and drive. You got my number. You can give me a call. And I'll try to get you down there with us. We can get you on the bus with us. I'll make sure of that. So everybody's ready to roll. And if anybody out here wants to decide they want to call somebody out and they want to go and shake down somebody, be my guest. I know Extreme and them will be in the house. They'll be there. Also on first week in November, me and Larry T will be teaming up and bringing it back to Capitol for the grand finale of Capitol Raceway. That'll be in the first week of November. And should be a good one. We're going to put it just the same way. We're going back there and want to make sure that everybody knows. Want to make sure it's the same way it was the first time we first did it. And but we want to make sure they give back. So we're going to push it this last final finale out there. It's going to be that should be a real good one also. I know I talked to Don Ye earlier today, and we're going to see what's going on. I know he's coming out on the 23rd, but he might be back there because, as he says, he got the key to Maryland, so he's just letting everybody know. He said if he come back there, he's got the key still, so he want to take a couple heads off if he have to. I think he's going to try to see where they can make it down there for Buzz Creek also. We have quite a bit of guys that have been calling. Actually, if you have a car and you're looking for a grudge run, let me know. And if you have I have a Cadillac that's looking, I guess Steph is looking to do a little something with his brand new Cadillac. So if you got a new luxury car and looking to run, there's Big Steph ready to roll. So we got quite a bit of cars, quite a new things coming, some new cars coming out also. So it should be a real good thing. I like it the way they're going at it right now. There's like three races locked in so far. I just don't know the whole situations, the whole steps. So I will let Short Dog, when Short Dog gets on here, He knows more about it because I know I didn't get to sip the race on those. Candy Crush, Pee-wee, I didn't get to sip that. I don't know. I couldn't really say, but they knew all the stipulations, so what was going on and who's doing what. So that's what we're waiting for right now. I know if I got another race going on. It might be going on. It should be Fat Rat and Donald. They should be doing it. Big Block Nova versus Small Block Nova. And they are talking about it. I think it's going to be Big Block gives the Small Block to break the tie to the quarter. And no juice, no juice. So it's quite a bit that everybody's up there looking. So they're trying to iron their little thing out right there. Hell yeah, I know he's still looking for a couple people. I see a couple videos circulating and everybody saying circulating, but hell yeah, said as long as you come with one system, he don't mind going out there with a small block straight edge. He's out there. So the guy does love to run. So don't ask him to take nothing off. He's that way. He don't mind if he's a car like that. He don't mind doing something. If you got something in his area, he don't mind doing it. So if you have anything in out there in that area that you can run him, please feel free to call and find out. So I'm going to definitely ask anybody out there, little Long Island boys or wherever, the Jersey or whoever, they looking for something, give me a call, and we can definitely set up something right quick. It's no doubt about it. Everybody's out there trying to look, so it's going to be pretty interesting this week. I know everybody's trying to get their cars ready. They're going out. Racing Jason, I know, has a run with Billy G at Englishtown this week. They're locked in. And so I know there's a couple of races that's going off. Indicut has his race out there this week. And that's going to be at Fayetteville. We got Big Sham's race coming up. September 6th. It's a great event if anybody ever can make it out there, you know, at 41. It's definitely a great. If you ever go out there, you have a good time, too. That's always a good show going on. So there's a lot going on, a lot of racing going on. I know it's coming up. It's going to be getting close. Like I said, the weather's going to change fast. And anybody knows that we run it from 10 to 10 on the 31st. So we're going to be running from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. And we'll get the races in regardless. Like if anybody knows the last one that went out, you had guys out there saying the weather was supposed to be this, supposed to be that. But, you know, you always got somebody that's going to be a clown that's going to try to dampen everybody's spirits and say it's supposed to rain this percentage. Meanwhile, we had the AccuWeather forecast, and we pulled it out for everybody so they can see it. And just like the AccuWeather said, well, guess what? People were calling me up and asking, where you at? So I'm at the track. What are you talking about? It didn't rain yet. Nah, it's not raining. We've been racing all day. But you had a lot of guys that turn around and just want to stop stuff. They had a great time. A lot of guys had a great time that were there. Told me, says, even though they came out, they didn't bring the car because they were worried because somebody else said something about it was going to rain. They enjoyed themselves, and they're going to come back for the next one. And now they're bringing cars. I mean, you got to say one thing. The track was on kill. They did their job. We had the jet dry just in case it even sprinkled or whatever. If somebody wasted oil or whatever, the jet dry went out there. It was there on the money. Couldn't say anything wrong. Nobody could say anything that they couldn't get their runoff. Everybody got their runoff. So it worked out perfect. Whether or not you had an oil spill, we cleaned it up. That was the best thing about that track. It definitely had everything, whatever we needed. And if anybody else needs something, just let me know ahead of time. Well, I know a few guys are talking about coming down to stay. They want us to get a room or something like that, please give me a call, and I'll get in touch with a couple people and get you a safe spot. Also, if we have to, we'll keep the cars in the track for them if they want to stay overnight, and we'll lock the gates so nobody can get to them. So we're going to make sure that we have all security locked down on everything. And just trying to make sure everybody be safe and get a nice ride home without worrying about anything, or get a nice sleep before they get ready to get on the road. Food, whatever they need, just let us know. And I don't care what it is, just give us a call. We'll try to accommodate you somehow. But basically, it's really appreciation for the fans and the racers all. We just want to make sure everybody's comfortable. Have a great time. I mean, it happened last race. You know, everything went off. You always have a little something, a little incident here and there, but it was nothing. We can overlook that. It was nothing. We move on. Never look back. Just keep moving and try to build it forward, bigger, bigger, and bigger. And it shows, because for Goldie to come back, for the Ruler to come back, for Extreme and all of them to come back, everybody's out now. There are more guys telling everyone they all want to come up. I talked to Mississippi Joe before, and I got to talk to him. I give him a call. I want to see what's going on, because we might have Mississippi Joe come out. We got to do a little bit reaching out, too. I want to turn around and reach back out to Mississippi Joe, help them guys out. I don't know. I mean, we got to show support, and I want to show support back. Anybody that supports us, I mean, if we can turn around and get you down to somebody, I'm going to try. And that's definitely a plus there, you know. Racing Jason, I know he's going to be out there. And I mean, he had a little problem with his car, and you know, but he's out there. I mean, there was no doubt about it. He didn't try to race. He just had problems, so he had to give the deposit up. And I know he didn't want to give the deposit up. I know that for a fact. He wanted to really try to race. Hat off to Kevin Hunt. You know, he did his thing. He was there. He was ready to race. I think it was Candy Crusher or the Goldie, both of them, I think, want to try Kevin Hunt. The last race that they were supposed to do, they said they would come out and they would try Kevin Hunt. So I'm going to have to reach out to Kevin Hunt and see what he want to do. Does he want to go for it? And we'll go there. But there's definitely some guys that's out there that's coming that says they all want to run. So if you have, whether you have a motor car or you have a nitrous car, it doesn't matter. We'll get you a run. I don't care what it is, a luxury car, anything you want. It's no problem whatsoever. So I tell you, if you got something, let me know. I could talk about a couple of races the other night. DeJuan re-ran the dog pound there, and this time the dog pound actually jumped out the gate first and actually won that race. So they're 1-1 right now. So I heard they're going to do the tiebreaker, and that should be a good one. Jack Boy and G came out and ran Darren Harris. Parachute, big tires, gave the little Chevelle the break of the tires. And sometimes it ain't the fastest car that wins. It's the one that can get down. And on that time, Darren Harris pulled us through. He definitely did it. Shaq went out there and he engaged three times. He ran a Mustang earlier. He gave him everything in drag racing. He kind of lost that one. He ran Chris McGee yesterday. He lost. I think he was just a missed thing of communication of where the line was, the finish line was. He was out there two or three cars, and he lifted, and Chris got by. So hat off to Chris, a win is a win, so can't knock him. But Shaq didn't turn around and let that get him down. He came right back out, and he ran a Mustang. And the same Mustang that beat him, he came back, and he beat the Mustang. So there was a lot of racing going on, and so my hat's off to the Long Island boys. They definitely are doing it out there. We got a Viper going on right around on the street now. We got a Viper, got a Chrysler 300 doing their thing. So there's a lot of racing, and all those cars will be coming to Maryland that day. So we should have a good showing. I know Dwayne should have his ready. Drew should have his new one ready. We know Pro Ken, I heard his brother, I think we're trying to get his Corvette to come out. We want to do a little something with another Corvette that's out in Maryland. We didn't get to talk to him yet, but we're going to, I'm quite sure we're going to have that car. We will have a host of people. So if anybody decide they got something that they got they can run somebody with or they looking to run, give me a call or call up and ask me who you want to run with, and I will set you up. Set you up a nice little race there. So if we have anybody else out there, I see a lot of people standing there looking, but ain't too many people seem like they're talking. They just sort of look and kind of like a little nervous about who's going to run who. So I'm looking to push the water out there. I'd like to see, honestly, tell you the truth, I'd like to see if the Copperhead and the Black Mamba might tangle, hopefully. Hopefully we'll see that one. Or the truck, Shakedown and Little Extreme. We'd like to see that happen. There's a few people out there that I think that are right in the same area that should be doing something. So if you can, let's see what happens. I mean, you got to give me something. You got to definitely get out there tonight because I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure who can host it. I'm not sure if Gunning's going to host it or if they're going to just cancel for a little bit until I get back. So if anybody's looking for a run, your time is tonight. Your time. So if you want to get out there and you got somebody you want to try, let me know. I'm going to open up a mic right now anyhow. About 631. This is Dwayne. Dwayne, your mic's open.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good. Before I start out, I just want to say my prayers are with you while you go through your procedure. And that we know that, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, we're just praying and, you know, praying for you all the time. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yes, it will. Yeah. It's just, you know, a test, you know. We know we pass the test all the time, you know. So.
Yeah, I was talking, you know, I just talked to a couple people the other night. And we were talking about it. And I told them, so you going to make it down there? I said, listen. One way or another, I don't care if I'm flying down there. I'll make it there. I'm going to be there. I'll be there if my car will be there. If Phil got to drive, if Joe got to drive, it'll be there. So it don't matter.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be there, and I'm not worried about it. We're definitely going to be on the – they'll be there to do whatever you want. And I'm quite sure it's going to be – they'll probably engage with somebody. That day also.
Yeah.
I don't mind racing, so if you got something close to me like that, hey, no problem. It'll happen.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that happens that day.
Quarter, eight,
it don't matter.
Yeah.
So
we're looking forward to coming down, you know. Yeah.
Well, you made it down there last time. You didn't get to make it down this time or the last one. I know you drove down there because you thought it was going to rain, right?
But you made it there. I had my dad take care of, early that morning, you know, and that's what, you know, really pushed things back, you know.
Well, so family first.
We jumped in the car and still made it through, you know.
You came down there showing your support. You got to see a lot of good racing.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they're so bad you got the haters out there. That wasn't even there. Oh, their race didn't go down. No races went down. He had a guy at the track that turned around. Now, if you think I'm kidding you, you go on Small Block Posse and read it. So I show you how much you hate it. Meanwhile, everybody knows the races that went. But that's how you got people that, you know, like I said, rumors always start. You know, and you got a hater that just don't. They hate. Why? Because a big name didn't go down, one of the big guys didn't go? You just don't know who's who.
It ain't about all the big ones neither. You know, like you had mentioned earlier, it's about the smaller guys too because they make it happen just as well as the big ones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the big guys go down, you only see them go once or twice where the small guy going to go all the time, you know?
And let me tell you something. I don't care if it's a $200 race or a $500 race.
That's right.
Sometimes that little rivalry is just worth watching. You know,
that's
what a lot of people don't understand. You know, you've been dying to see these two cuffs finally hook up, and these guys go out there, and they don't care. Hey, you know what? I'm going to run. You're going to put my little money down. You put yours down. I remember when I was coming up and just coming out of school, I was no big money runner or nothing, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was guaranteed. I remember before when West Hampton was open, I was guaranteed to run 3 or 4 times in one day.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was hot, but you know what? That little bit of money was messing around and paying for everything.
That's right. That's right. That's what it's about, Joe. And you know what?
Yeah.
Like you said, we used to run for the small money, and that's what it's about, because not only that, too, everybody could afford to do that. Not too many people could afford to do what the big boys are doing. Our pockets are not that deep, you know what I mean? So, you know, we pull our
hats.
And
that's why you don't see those races, because they ain't going
to
take, let me just be real about it. You ain't going to see a big boy take a chance, because he got too much money down at the line.
That's
you ain't going to see that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you'd have seen that race with Jack Moore and Darren Harris run, even though they ran for a decent little penny, but everybody put in.
Yeah.
Back of it said, we're going to back you. We're going with you.
Yeah.
Everybody was swapping down that it was a kill, that Jack Borden was going to run over top of him.
Wow.
Meanwhile, what happens? This guy hooked up. He didn't race over. The Chevelle was upset the heck out of him. It was perfect, you know?
Mm.
It was like a David versus Goliath thing.
Wow.
They couldn't believe it.
When was that, yesterday or Saturday?
Oh, man, they were out there yesterday. They were going
at it.
That
was yesterday. Yeah, Kenny called me. I was like, wow.
I mean, when I say a crowd, you know, they had a charter bus there. You know, that's some crazy. I ain't never heard that.
Really?
Had a charter bus at a street race. I said, what the heck?
Isn't that something?
Now y'all don't lost y'all mind.
It's starting to really grow out here, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? They can say all they want to say about all the racing, but one thing they can say now, the racing is heavy. When they say heavy, it is heavy.
Yeah.
And Long Island, I got to say, is representing. I don't care where we go. Every time you look around now, you see one of the Long Island guys in the mix. They don't mind racing. They don't mind trying it. So that's funny. I said to myself, I said, this is good. This is perfect.
Wow.
I mean, you can't ask nothing better than that.
Mm-mm.
So far, so good.
Good Sunday evening, everybody hanging out. I heard there was a lot of old faces out there, too.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect. You couldn't ask nothing about it. You know, everybody up there enjoying themselves, and now they say they can't wait to get down there. They want to come to Maryland. We go all go hang out and have a good time, meet up with the other guys. And
oh, yeah.
Like I said, it's gonna be worthwhile.
It's
going to
be
meet up with a couple of the guys. I'm going to tell you, the Rula and them, the Herb and them, they're good guys. You know, Extreme and them guys, they're good guys. I mean, that's the kind of people you want to be out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out there having fun. And that's what it's all about. You know what? That's my style. I don't know about anybody else's style. Myself right now, I like to be sociable. And, you know, sometimes you can't even talk to the big guys. I hate to say it. I'm not going to.
And it's
I'm
sad.
Not,
you know,
I don't know if they got what they got, but you know what? I'm in another little area. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't nowhere near a big racer. What I got is nothing but a little basic thing, you know. But I'm having
fun. You know
what?
That's right. It's about going out, having fun, laughing, joking, coming home, still having fun, and had a good day. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Now, you know, the race with, like, Rat ended up meeting up with Donald, you know. And they talked, and even though Donald didn't have his car, they talked, and they said, we're going to meet up, we're going to do it. So now they're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know Rat going to do it.
Yeah.
Rat's
going
to try Donald.
He's
going to definitely do it. So Donald's definitely going to get his run. And one thing about Donald, he don't mind going out there and doing it.
See, that's good. It's about having fun.
My hat's off to the Wicked Birds. Look at, you know, there's a guy right there. Everybody can, you can bash him and say what you want to say. But one thing out there, Wicked Bird is going out there and engaging. I don't care if he loses or whatever.
They were hammering on him that two Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. They
like
to get into a skin. That's what it is. You know what?
It's sad because he shouldn't have even got into it with them like that.
Yeah, he should have said, even better just stay out of that.
Exactly.
You know, I know I wouldn't have said that. out of the way.
You know what? It's
still
your concentration.
Talk to me after the race. Don't talk to me now. I don't know how he cut the light.
I know.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna know how he even drove. I thought he was going to red light or do something crazy.
That's what I thought.
I know it would have been me. Young Stang likes playing around. I mean, you know, it's all fun and games, you know.
Yeah.
Some people get into somebody else's head and, you know, talk about trash until you mess up.
Yeah,
but I know,
exactly.
Me, I think I'd just say, I'll talk to you after the race. Right now,
exactly.
I know.
But he was going at it, Joe. He didn't care. But, hey, that's called life, Joe. That's a riding car. You know, he had a little mistake, but, you know, he did what he had to do. You know, he drove it, you know.
He did his job, you know. You got Covey out there, you know. He's another guy out there that don't mind racing if he can get a race. You know, if he's somebody in this class, Covey will try it. I don't know. You know, you got J.C. Richardson. He out there, you know. He don't mind doing it. I mean, you know, that's my whole thing. You know, those guys, I mean, you know, I'm not saying J.C.'s a big, big guy, but you know one thing about him? He don't mind going out there trying it. He don't have to be no crazy. He will go out and he will gamble.
See,
that's my kind of race.
About.
I like that.
Exactly. That's right.
Having
you
fun.
Don't got to feel
go there. J.C. Richardson was standing to me at the starting line. Me and him bet $20 on the side right there. He's over there. He was like just hanging out with the rest of the fellas. And there was no big races, but it was something that they're having fun with.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what it's all about, laughing and joking, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to enjoy the hospitality that's there than to, you know, come there, you know, with a sad face on, you know, angry. It's not worth it. It's not about that. It's about everybody being as one, you know, being united and just enjoying, having a good time, you know.
You know, I had the girls come down on the bus there, and when they got there, they said, you want the music? I said, yeah, the music going to be on there. Sure enough, they got right
out
there, looked
there,
on the side. They said they were going to dance. They danced until I started laughing. I was cracking up. I thought it was fun. But they were having a good time. First thing they called to me, we had
you was
time.
Out there, too.
Nah,
Phil,
I didn't do no dancing, though.
Oh, so Phil
I
said,
might
oh, tape
a little bit,
too.
But I ain't dead. Nah, they was trying to make me out of there. Well, you might get a two-step out of me. You ain't gonna get nothing. You ain't gonna get all look. You ain't gonna mess around, and make me break my ankle doing all that.
I know
what the heck
mean.
They doing? Them old. Oh my gosh, that line dance. I was like, shoot. You gotta love me. You know, the money I made the first turn.
When I heard that joke, I came up there with my camera. I said, man, I gotta record this.
Shoot, you
back out.
Had, you know what we've been saying? Man down. Okay, Joe down. What happened? He's sick? No, he messed around, slipped and missed a step and fell.
Broke his
leg. I think he might have broken his ankle. Nah,
oh,
I think I'll pass on that. I'm going to pass on that. Give me a two-step. You want to do a freestyle, do a two-step? I'll do a two-step with you.
I'm
ain't gonna
telling.
Do all that dancing. I listen to the music and everything else. Go ahead with me. That junk right there. They was having a little fun old time. They already told me already. You know, they ready to roll. I got Sassy. I don't know if the Cookie Monster will be back together yet, but we're gonna find out.
Hopefully he will. We gotta get him back up.
It's getting close. It's getting close. My engine bill had a triple bypass, so he back. He goes slow, but he told me he's trying to get. He working on it. I could give him credit.
He sure enough started.
I went over there. He done had the thing down. I said, man, Cookie Monster digested a bad cookie.
He didn't have no milk to go along with
it. It didn't come out right. Instead of burping it up, it came out the other way.
Oh man, what?
I can laugh about it now. You know, I was like, wow. I got down there. I said, oh well, it is what it is. You know,
how's he taking it?
It happened. It happened. I said, it happened. So. Man, we just hope to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
So, we'll be
and
back.
Thank God
we'll
it wasn't
back
that
out
bad,
there.
You know.
Yeah. A faulty, I ain't never seen a faulty Mildon oil pump.
That's
thing funny. Was already welded on a tab, and the daggone thing jumped off. Couldn't believe
jumped
it.
Right off. You know what
yeah,
it is?
It ain't even got no hit on it, no bump on it, no nothing. The weld broke. I said, ain't that something? And we don't, and that's the reason why I bought that pan because I know I mean, the oil pump, because it already comes oiled in. Everything comes together. You ain't got to worry about it.
Exactly.
Well, I at least thought you didn't have to worry about it. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Actually,
I
got the
there.
Same pump in mind, I think, so.
Yeah.
Same oil pump, yeah.
Yeah,
but, you know, everything is handmade.
Golly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, if I saw that, I said, wow, I can't believe that. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
I'm not going to cry over it. It happened, so we'll let it roll on with it.
Put it back together and keep on moving. You know, something we all been through it once, you know.
I remember one time I was out, and I remember I had a brand new motor. Came out, that motor sounded so good. I was out there, that second pass, I went out there. I said, man, this thing running good. It's going some years back. Now, I was going to run somebody, but they backed out. They thought I was full pedaled. You know, I never did. And I was like, wow, this thing's running good. I go out the following week and went to go make a pass and stepped on it, all that, got it. I think it was like the Castro commercials. The RPMs went up, and then came back down, tried to go up, and that was it. I looked in the back. I said, damn, this bitch run out of gas. I looked in the mirror. I said, at least I don't see no smoke. About 3 seconds later, all I saw was blue smoke. I said, oh, shoot. I ain't never seen nothing like that. And now I thought the rods came out right. I had a regular block, bow tie block. I mean, a regular 400 block.
Yeah.
Regular block, and let me tell you, the wall came out the block. I could reach over there and grab the camshaft. I ain't never seen nothing blow out. That's when I said, wow. Now I see why you got to put cement in them. I ain't never seen the rods are still, everything was in the motor. I said, that ain't a rod gone in this thing. The daggone block came loose.
Wow, boy.
Yeah,
because a 400 had the steam holes in the walls with that.
Yeah, it was really thin after I did that. I was like, wow, man. I pulled that thing in the trailer and said, well, at least it ain't that bad. I said, what do you think it ain't that bad? I looked underneath that. I said, look, you can see the whole side.
Darn, it's bad.
Cam and all. I said, shoot, ain't that bad.
Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So that block in the garbage.
Yeah, back then those things were so plentiful back then. Or you blew somebody,
you
got another motor, put it in, and keep going, you know?
Yeah. That was
difficult.
The easiest thing back then to make power. I remember I was the first one with the 400.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody laughed at me when I had it. Everybody was going with those 365s.
Yeah.
And I had that an old 400 with a 350 crank in it, and that whole thing ran good. Everybody used to talk about, that's a hand grenade with the pin out. Because they were saying that thing should blow up.
They too much.
The thing would rev
but
so
they wasn't.
Good.
They were good blocks. They were really, because they were 4-volt main. You know?
Yeah.
And most,
well, believe
most
it or not,
the old
2-volt was better than the 4-volt.
Really?
2-volt main was stronger than the 4-volt. Yep. Because the 4-volts were side by side, so you didn't have it. Wasn't enough strength.
Oh, yeah, they wasn't.
2-volt
was
stronger.
Cross,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
2-volt was stronger than the 4-volt, so you were the guy, the 2-volt.
Yeah,
the torque was there, everything else was there.
And back then, bottom block was so plentiful because, you know, bow tie and stuff, people wasn't buying, wasn't there. I don't think they existed back in the 80s. Then you'll get another block from the junkyard, get it boiled out, hone it, whatever you got to do, and stick it in the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to say, you know, there's a lot of guys out there right now that, you know, holding on to a few things with blocks and you can't find a regular 400 block no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like gold, if you can find them. Find a standard 4 block.
You can't
find
them.
It's almost like finding a 454 block. It's hard, very hard.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Unless you go south and find one of them old cars down there. That's
man,
the
they ain't even letting
those
go. Them people know what they got down there. Before you used to be able to go down there and say, I'll get something. Nah, they know everything already. You ain't going down there. They think you're going to get over. Ain't nothing happening there. I already seen that. I stopped at this one guy's house. He had this car sitting way in the back. It was a 68 Mustang. And it was one of those GTA. And let me tell you, she looked like she was sitting on a tree for years, right? Looked like the grass done grows to the bottom of the floor panel. So I said, man, I'm going to buy this car. See how much he's going to want for it. I walked over there. He said, well, it's a 390 GTA. I said, yeah. I said, okay. Now, how much are you asking for? He said $18,000. I didn't get fell out. Yo, they ain't stupid. They know what it is. Ever exactly. since that Barrett Jackson and everything came on, and these guys calling all these crazy prices, now everybody trying to call out a crazy price.
Exactly.
You can't buy a clone 69. You know,
really?
Go try to buy a 70 Chevelle. You remember how they used to be?
Yeah.
You
can
buy
yeah.
them for 70 Chevelles, a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
You got
you won't
if
get
you
them
got
now.
An SS, you got some money.
You better believe it.
Now you got money, but, you know. I remember Irv McCoy. He had to have about 10 of them.
Wow.
That's all he did. Buy them 70 Chevelles. Every time he raced, hold on to one, get rid of, put another one together.
Wow.
He was famous for that. Real famous. Mm. He was doing his thing back then. Meanwhile,
yeah,
I can think about how many Chevelles.
Yeah.
yeah. That was the thing back then. The 70 Chevelles, shoot. You had a real SS 454? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now try
but
to
they used to get
find
those
one.
Right from Motion, too. Motion Performance
yeah.
used to build them. You know?
You know, Boy Love had one, and everybody had one.
Wow.
I mean, everybody. That was just, these are, Riverhead was a 70 town. Then back then, they had nothing but 70 Chevelles. Shoot,
good
they
God.
Was a thing. Now, you look for that now, you can't find them.
Yeah, if you do, you're going to pay the price.
Nowhere.
You'll pay the price for them. I see a lot on the street, though. A lot of people cruising them, but shoot,
yeah.
you will pay the price.
But
you
don't, you
know
what? You think the SS is and they ain't, though.
No,
that's
they put the decals on.
No. Yeah, they've been a clone, but I'm talking about back in the days, they were real SS's.
Yes. Yep. The numbers, everything matched. You couldn't clone them back then because the numbers were real, you know.
Yeah.
But now
everybody's doing this stuff now, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you gonna be able to make it down there on the 31st?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm putting in, matter of fact, my vacation tomorrow. We're gonna do it today, and I forgot. I'm supposed to be on call that weekend, but I'm put vacation, and this way I'm off that weekend. So
yeah, I'm out for a good 2.5 weeks, so I'm all
okay.
good.
when you going there?
Believe it or not, I gotta do something. I gotta go somewhere first this weekend. Then after that, the 24th. I think it's the 29th or the 30th, one or two. So as soon as I get out,
when you get out, just stay home, relax, recover, and then you know see how you're feeling. 31st,
I'm recovered. I'm recovered. Look, when I smell rubber, I'm recovered. That's all.
That wakes you right up, right?
They gonna wake me up. I'll be all right. Get
I'm
me on
covered.
The bus. Give me a glass of water, and I'm good.
That's right. That's right. I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm all right.
Eat a lot of green stuff.
No,
you know,
no, man, you can't do that. No, they won't let you do that right now. No.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're going through it, yeah, when you finish. Yeah, like, we
yeah,
do it now.
They
like,
actually got me. It's so bad. It's so bad. You know what? When you see me, you might say, Dad, Joe, you look kind of weak. I told the doctor, he said, be fatigued, you know. I said, no, I think you'd be hungry. That's what I think it is. Got me eating a whole diet like that. Apple juice and a water in the morning. And just a yogurt at lunchtime. Nothing to dinner. You can't eat nothing after that.
Mm.
And I said, wow. Yogurt
is good, but could you take Ensure? My wife was doing Ensure for strength, for energy. And she
no pills, no nothing. The only thing you like
to
take
is Ensure is a drink. It's just a drink, but it got all your nutrients
clear?
And vitamins in. Huh?
Is it clear? Because it's got to be clear. Whatever I got to have it clear.
No, I think
can't
they got vanilla, strawberry, and stuff. I don't know if they got
clear.
Oh, no,
that definitely can't. I can't do that.
Oh, so you got to do all clear stuff. Okay.
Yep, that's it.
So you got to do like apple. Can you do apple juice? So that's still too.
That's it.
Okay.
And I'll be dying to touch the taste of hamburger again.
I know what you mean. Hey, Joe, would you be able to taste some of that? What you going to, you're putting in your pan, your deep fryer. What do you say you're going to do, the turkey or the what you call on that day?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
You try it, Joe?
That's a guy I too, Baba. I went out and bought that deep fry. I've been deep frying every week now.
Oh, man, I
deep fry with no grease.
See, I like
it, you
that
know
one.
That deep fry has no grease? I couldn't believe it.
I like that. That's the one that
me.
Got the radiant heat that goes through it. I like.
Yeah.
You know what I like about that, Joe? You don't got to worry about buying a peanut oil or nothing like that. Bring that there, no grease, grease-free. Man, that tastes good. I told you to send me a piece of turkey. I was coming for it.
You know, here's what, Mike. You never seen a turkey all go like that. We even made turkey salad out of the thing at the end.
Wow.
Golly.
That's powerful. Yeah.
You
going to bring that out?
I'll do the turkey.
31st?
I'll do the turkey right there at the track on the 31st.
Yeah, it
don't
take that
long.
It'll take you about 45 minutes to an hour.
Nah, I slow cook it, so we use a little slower than
okay.
that.
Yeah.
But I'll make sure she'll be right. She'll be juicy.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be like, golly, it don't even taste the same.
Well,
no,
you bring a little propane tank, right? It takes the propane
tank
on that.
That's all you do. Put the propane in it. Done deal. I'm
like
trying
that.
To. Before everything is, I got to try some ribs first, though. I want to see if I can do some ribs. I want
try
that all.
Before you go there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look, I tried some beef yesterday.
How'd it come
I didn't
out?
Care. Whatever. I said, I'm going to try to eat whatever I can eat before they tell me I can't eat right now.
Yeah, you're right. When they put you on that strict diet, boy, you're going to be hungry. you're going to see your wife walk by with some good food. You're going to be like, oh, Lord, I want some of that.
Oh, they gone. They ain't going to be here.
They
gone. I told them, go. I said, go on away for the week.
Where they going?
I don't need that. Virginia Beach.
Okay. But they'll be back before you go in, right?
Oh, I'm coming home every day. I ain't staying in.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to get daily treatment and come home. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't stay in no house and everybody else eating. They got to get out of here.
I know what
you mean. I don't need y'all here. Y'all making it bad on me.
I tell you one thing. It's St. Joseph be eating, boy. Whew, that brother put some weight on, boy. I like, man, you ain't skipping that dinner table.
He better learn how to skip it. He need to stay over here with me that day. You know what I know.
He got to be like 230 pounds or better.
What? She said he's 269 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I told him, I think it's time to cut a little bit of that weight down.
Yeah, but he having fun, though, right now. You know, he's young.
Yeah, all right. Look, when I got 30 years old, you couldn't lose that weight like you used to. So,
exactly. Yeah, it takes time.
And plus, he's slowing the car down. I put him in the car, look what happened.
Yeah, he told me, he said, I took the first pass out.
Yeah, he took the first pass out. I mean, couldn't even take the wheel off the ground. Transferred to death. Couldn't get the wheel. I said, all that weight, that's why.
I'm telling you. I said, boy, that brother probably eat two plates a night.
I don't know. He claimed he don't. I think he must be waking up in the middle of the night and going to that refrigerator.
Yeah, he ain't lying. He looks good, though. He's stocky, you know, like he's still lifting weights. So, you know, he's still.
He ain't lifting no weight.
He's strong.
He's lifting that fork up.
Really?
That's it. That's all he's doing.
Man, you got to put him back in training camp again. You know, let him train Phil, you know, get out there.
You need to do something. I'm going to tell him to get busy. Let's go. I'll stop running. I'll get you running or something. I got to make him lose at least 70 pounds, 65, 70.
Wow. Yeah, he's up to that. That's not, you know, he's starting to get old. Is he 30 yet?
No.
Not yet? Oh, okay.
Wow. He's still young. That's what I'm saying. When you get 30, you can't leave. You can't get rid of that stuff. So,
yeah, it's hard. And definitely hard.
I mean, I heard people going out there and putting the elastic band on their belly and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that ain't a guarantee either.
No, because if you're still used to eating, it's going to happen, you know. Things are going to happen the same way, you know.
Yeah, if you don't stretch it out and sit. But otherwise,
you know
what I mean, everything else.
The 31st is what, Saturday or Sunday?
That's a Sunday.
Okay, cool. So everybody off that Monday, which is Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
And you said it's 10 to 10?
10 to 10.
No, we're going
to
have
10.
Fun. Definitely out here. And you know that way you took home, Joe? You went the right way, that 97? That was right.
Okay.
I looked at my thing. Yeah, that was right. Ain't that a better way coming through?
Oh, yeah. It's much faster.
We found a faster
even
way
though
to go
we got,
now.
Like, going slower, it's much faster still. It cuts through.
Yeah. But now we got a faster way, Joe. I'm going to show you.
when we go, I don't know if you're going to be towing, you know, you'll be up to towing or whatever, but if Joe's in there, I'm sure I'm a faster way to get there.
All right.
Even faster than that. You take 95 straight. Just stay on 95. Don't get off and turn with the that 895. You go straight up two more exits and cut straight into it.
Okay.
It cuts a half an hour off. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because someone called and told us. They're like, no, go up two more exits and you'll pass all of that. I'm like, okay.
Mindful, leave a little. Everybody should leave a little earlier that day because, you know, it might be a little traffic because of the
holiday
weekend.
Yeah. Not only that, they have the marathon, I think, that Sunday.
Oh, they do?
Labor Day Sunday. I think the marathon goes on that Sunday.
And what time does the marathon start?
I think like 7 o'clock.
Okay, so everybody's got to definitely leave. Like at least
We got to be out early to get across that bridge. And once they shut that bridge down, you're going to take the Lincoln Tunnel through there. That's a ride, you know.
You know what? The guys from down south, they come up. They don't have that many tolls. They got a couple. But us coming
we
down,
got a
boy.
Lot, man, what, we got like 5-6 going down and coming back?
Yeah.
And they're not easy. They every time you pull up, $38.
$40. Yeah. It's a little rough. You got to plan your trip. That's all I can say.
No, you do.
That's
definitely
what we got to do.
That's some planning.
But, I'm going to try to get whoever, who else is out there. You know, I want to definitely get them to come in. You know,
yes.
we talk about racing all the time. We go out there. We have a good time. But you get a lot of guys that like to go out there and stop racing.
See, that's
one thing I don't believe in. I don't care.
No.
If you ain't got nothing to do with that car, it ain't no part of your camp, don't stop the race. And I've seen it already.
Wow.
And I never did say nothing to nobody, but, you know, that's something that's not good. Because you don't like the guy. And it's, you know, the sad part was the guy was from right down there in Maryland, and another guy stopped him. And I told the guy, you know, I said something to him. I said, look, I understand you don't like him, but listen, that's not good to be going out there and telling you don't even know the other guy, so you just race stopping. You're stopping the race. And the guy came from Maryland, and I actually told him, you don't do those things. That's not good. We don't care about racing.
No.
Don't. Just because you don't like the guy, you're talking about, well, I'm going to stop his stuff. Hey, who's to say that he was winning? Who's to say he's going to lose?
That's right. You know. That's right. Let it happen.
We've seen it.
Let it go on.
We've seen it. Listen. One of our guys stopped that race with Drew.
Hey,
Drew was
going to
run Little Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Everybody thought that Little Tony was going as fast as he was going. We would have went all the way around.
Wow.
That was not even a race. Trust me on that. I can say it now because they ain't, you know, Drew ain't doing nothing with the car no more. So it wouldn't have been a race.
Wow.
Wouldn't have been a race. That's a shame. But, you know, one of our guys decided, oh, man, he's going this fast. No, he's not. I had said it, too. I said, well, you don't care. Here's my money already. Just go out there and you want to run.
And do it.
Yeah,
it came
to you. Do it. Don't worry. Here's my money. I don't care whether lose or win. I don't believe he can. And just so happened, we were right.
Wow.
We could have won. We could have been... You know, and the same thing, I went to, when we went out there to Indiana, they actually, Phil went to go running ground and pound. Guys were saying, man, you too much for y'all. Y'all can't run them. Stuff like that. How you going to tell me? You don't even know how fast we go.
Mm-hmm.
So Phil, just don't worry about it, just run.
That's what you're
run.
You got to take
running,
that
chance.
Because no matter how fast someone can be, take that chance. You'd be surprised what you can do. Be surprised. You know, I've seen it happen a lot of times, and, you know, it can happen, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fastest guy out there running the slowest guy, and the slowest guy still wins, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes the fastest guy's gonna outpower their cars, outpower the track, you know, outpower the street, you know. They put a lot into it, you know. I remember years ago, I mean, just go way back, 1986, 87, when I ran Freddie Brown on Oak Street over in Nassau County. Freddie Brown had a big block Nova with a 9-inch tire. I had my small block. I beat Freddie Brown on Oak Street. People couldn't believe it. It's just one of them things, you know. He hit the gas, his car popped, boom. Spun the tire, I was gone. That's all it took.
You know
what I mean? Everybody was out there.
Everybody thought for sure you had a snowball chance in hell.
Exactly. Everybody was on his side. You know, you had the whole Nassau County. But it was fun, you know. We all had fun. It was just, you know, just that chance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I took that chance and, you know, be surprised. You know, it can happen. You know? It was
you know, that's what racing supposed to be. Sometimes, if you think you can win, I think I can win. That's all through it. That's what a race is supposed to be.
Yeah, now, we all went out.
I mean, you know, you got some guys that just if he can't find out, he got to call this one. I got to call over here. Got to call that one. That ain't racing.
No.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah,
you
it was
got
something
bad
like
stuff.
That.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I know a guy right now got a car right now that he can be able to race anybody out there right now. But he's still scary. But be glad I ain't had nothing like it. If I had that car, man, you had to show me. I mean, especially when you know you got some of the baddest stuff that is around.
Mm.
You know, and that's what he got. Ain't too many people got it.
Wow.
You know how it goes. Now, I know Fat Rat's supposed to be racing Pro Kent's, brother's car, son's car. They got something going on this week?
Yeah,
you got
something
that
going
one?
On, I think. Yeah, Sunday they're going on at
Englishtown.
Yeah, Sunday.
Then you got Billy G and Racing Jason. They locked in.
Oh, okay. For Sunday, too?
Sunday, too, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think a lot going on this Sunday, you know, which is good. I just can't wait for the end of the month because that's going to be big hitters, you know. I think you're going to have everybody and anybody coming down there, Joe. I think if they can ride a bicycle down there, they'll come do
it. Yeah, no, they already told me that. We have motorcycles racing last night. That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
And they said they taking their motorcycles on the 31st.
That's good.
So
I tell you one thing, that's a good track, Joe. I don't care what anybody say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I raced that
a lot
of track.
About it. Definitely a good track.
That track is a really, really nice track. I don't mind the drive to go there. It's just flat as a board. You know, it's a good track to run on. Good hospitality. And like you said, they're right there. Something happened to clean up, you know.
Yeah, oh,
but
yeah.
But they're doing it first. I know they had mentioned they would like everybody to have a motor blanket on.
Yeah, they everybody, all the tracks now want if they can get a motor blanket because it actually saves. If you turn around, you break the car, everything stays inside the blanket. So
which
that's
is
the reason
true.
Why they would like for the guys to have a motor blanket. I mean,
and
now that
I say the downtime too, you know, because when that guy broke, what was that Mustang went down and broke? Nothing came out of it. They pushed him to the side and kept moving. You know, kept the show going on. You know. Yeah, that is definitely a nice track. You know, it's a lot. They have a lot going on. Well lit, you know. Definitely. Can't wait to get out there. I just hope, you know, they could put us a track out here one year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been asking for, but, you know, New York, Long Island, this is rough.
One of those things.
They like to put up the golf courses, but they don't want to do anything for us for a track. But like I said, we got to stick together, and it can happen. People just got to be together. If you ain't together, you ain't getting nothing.
Exactly. And they got a lot of
say what they
want to
say.
You know, they got a lot of
problems. You know, you want to get it. Everybody's got to get down there. The voters, you got to turn around. Like they say, everybody push together and stick together. The power is in the vote. It ain't about the money. It's about the vote. You can turn around and have the vote. Guess what? I wouldn't care if you got $1 million, Dwayne, or $1 billion. And you're the only voter voting for this guy. and meanwhile I got 10 voters or 20 voters behind me.
Yeah.
Who you think that guy gonna listen to?
Exactly.
He gonna listen to me because he knows his job's in jeopardy. And that's basically what it is. He gonna turn around and gonna say, "Hey, shoot, next year, what I'm gonna do? Carry this one vote, or I'm gonna take the 10 votes."
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you gotta do it. You've got to be the one to turn around and say, "Look, we're going to stand together. I don't care if all of us get there to somewhere and one person talk for us and we got to get a choice. We ain't no idiot. Let one guy speak nice and that's it. Say our voice, our opinion, and tell us in and tell them, yes, and we're all registered voters. Boy, you'll see something change quick. You'll see something change real quick.
Yeah.
They will be sitting around trying to help you.
But ain't
no one man can do it. No one man can do it, but you can turn around. If everybody bands together, you can get anything you want. It's the same way over and anywhere you go. I don't care, down south, anything. You know, they do the same thing. They band together when they need something.
You know what it is? You know? So it's this down here thing, the more freer, you know. It's a little different than here, you know. Yes, everybody do stick together down here, you know, when they need something. But I think stuff is a little more freer, more south than it is up north, you know. When it comes down to something like a track or something like that, you know, it's definitely different. You know, because here it's all about how much money they can make, you know, if they build condominiums and charge X amount for taxes, you know, that's what it's about. You know, versus,
and then they
turn
around at the end, even if you got the track, they got these big curfews on you and they kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So many sanctions and I understand the tracks has really got to be, you know what I mean? You got to be together and you got to really, you know, you got to be looking out for one another. And one thing about it, that if you have Capitol, it's a nice track. I remember the first time we went out there, everybody was hooking. You know, like they say, Bradshaw know how to treat the track. You get the guy to come there, the track will be right. We're going back out there in November.
Oh, okay.
We're
y'all have it
back
for November? Okay.
You were headed back on November. It's going to be the final bash. And that's going to be at Capitol.
What day?
The first week in November. We're going to do it.
Okay.
First week in November. I don't have the date sitting in front of me, but it's the first week in November. And basically, we're going to probably end up doing the back half shootout like we did the first one.
Okay.
Everybody loved it so much that last time, so we kind of like want to put it back out there and get it right.
Yes. That's going to be the last one for the season?
Last one for up there, in the season. Then, you know, you got to go down to Walmart for somewhere else, but basically that's what it is right now. It's something up towards us. You know, I mean, I worked on something, and I ain't going to say it's over, but I would love to bring something back to New York or New Jersey or something like that. I would love to bring one of the races back up here, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, don't get me wrong. But it's a lot of things that you have to have.
Yeah.
A lot of things that they got to be able to do for you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of times you got to turn around, honestly, tell you the truth. People got to get together and, you know, like help out a little bit. And I hate to say it, but you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Certain places just don't want you.
And that's why one hand watches another. You know, everybody got to help each other out, you know, to have something going on. And you support them, they support you, and, you know, make it happen, you know. I don't know. How's the first, like, tech versus tech? Is it the same or is it different?
No, that's one thing, too. You know, a lot of cars down south don't have certifications. That's one thing about them down there.
Oh, because it is. Run what you run, we don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So you figure if you were to give something here, half that crew wouldn't make it.
Yeah, but that's what I know. Meanwhile, I can probably bring out twice as many they used to have, and you know. But you gotta have it in back here, and that's why one thing. Right, is why me and you know Larry said it the same thing, and I said it. I wanted to have it, and we finally said the heck with it. Our Grudge Nationals, and that's what we wanted to do.
Okay,
now we'll see what happens. I'm not saying you know. We'll find out real soon. Like, that was my first. And one of the things that it was, if you look at one of the tapes that LBM did, first time I ever went to Capitol, I brought Poppy. It was me, Poppy, Otis, and Junie Harrell, we were out there.
Poppy had
such a ball, you know. And we were standing there, and it was like, well, thanks. No, thank God. Don't give me the thanks. I want you to give them guys the thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I did. I brought them on the thing. I mean, they were still thanking me that I brought them out there, but it was just one of those things that was our last time really together. And that's all he talked about when we went to the track, and that's all he talked about, telling me, look at that guy, look at that handsome guy out there. And that's all he did when we go back. He said, I can't wait to go out. Can't wait to go out. That's all he talked about.
Wow.
I go to his shop, he turned the tape on, show me, look at that guy, look at that guy. He told me, yeah, I really needed that one, Joe, and that was good. He needed sometimes you needed to get away. I mean, you know how it is. You get in, go to the track, and all of a sudden you feel at ease, like you ain't forgot all about everything.
Exactly, you do. If something about the track is make your mind easy, you just forget about whatever going on, you know what I mean? Because you're having such a good time, you know?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I go out fishing, I do the same thing too, so. I mean,
that's
I get on that boat, that's what I'm
that water,
to
get out. That water, too, because ain't nothing out there, it's quiet.
Yeah, you have to be careful, though, because it's Shark Week. But I got somebody on the phone. Let me just hold on for a second, Dwayne. Let me just let them
all
come on after my. I think they want to come in. 803-1963, your mic's over.
Joe, it's Popeye, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Popeye? How's everything?
Everything's all right down here in the South. It's calm up there. I just got on here not too long ago. So you just going to get back to on that motor race. What's going on with it? Anything?
I'm going to be talking to the guys. I'm pushing out this here. I'm actually trying to think about trying to do something sooner than that. What I'm going to do, Papa, I'll make sure I'll give you a call. Matter of fact, I'll get a call Thursday, Friday. Because I'm going to definitely let you know everything. Because I know the one date that we had ended up being the same date as Petey's up here. And I don't want to throw it back on no Petey, you know. I don't want to do that, you know. And I'm trying to stay away from being on top of somebody. I'm going to give somebody respect, you know. He had his date out there. And the last time before, we both had our dates out there at the same time, so I couldn't stop it. And he knew about it, so it was cool. But I don't want to put no date on top of Petey's race. That's one reason why I'm not doing saying anything about the all-motor thing yet. And,
I'm sure.
The deal was... I let everybody know now. And the deal was Popeye was going to get in the all-motor race. He had a conventional head, big block, all-motor on 28th. And I actually had the firm coming down. They wanted to go in it. The Bud Light Coupe. I had a couple other cars that were going down there, all-motor race. I had some guys that wanted to do some running. Matter of fact, it was going to be, believe it or not, I didn't want to really let the cat out of the bag, but he was working on one race again with Rhodey and Young Stang to go back out. And then after Rhodey and Young Stang, we wanted Obama and Bobby to go at it. So that was the whole deal right now. I kept in touch with Young Stang. I kept in touch with Firm. They're just waiting on to go ahead with me. And I'm just actually... just making sure that I just don't want no date on top of nobody, and I'm just that's the reason why I didn't let it out yet.
Right,
they were gun holder supported all the way, 100%, and I had also had the guys in down south that's 100% ready to support it. But when I found out that Petey had the same day, I do not want to do that to Petey. And I mean, you know, I respect him, and he respect me, and and just making sure first that everything's okay first. That's all before I just don't want to. I didn't get to talk to Pete. I'm going to talk to him later on. I'm going to call him Monday this week, anyhow. But, you know, you hear some people, don't worry about it. No. I wouldn't want nobody to do it to me, so I don't want to do it to Petey. And I wouldn't want to do it to anybody else.
So,
that's
so what
the
are you
thing
planning on
shooting
for?
Huh? Well, that's the reason why I'm going to, I'll make sure I tell you by Thursday. I'll make sure I tell you, Papa. You call my cell phone. You got my cell phone. Call me Thursday. I have everything all straightened.
Okay.
I give you my number over the phone if you want it now.
I got it on the phone.
Oh, you got it? Okay, yeah. Just give me a call Thursday. I mean, I remember you coming out here one time. I guess you came to Capitol before.
Yeah, I'm thinking about coming back sometime this year.
Okay. Well, we got the Buzz Creek, we got the Grudge Nationals going on the 31st at Buzz Creek. You know?
31st.
Matter of fact, you should have brought your big time Mustang and ran the Nova over. Calvin.
Well, I don't know, I'm gonna bring the 28 and run him over again.
You're gonna run the 28? Oh, okay. Oh, shoot. That sounds good.
He ain't getting off that easy, I'll tell you that now.
He ain't getting off that easy?
I made a mistake in the tree, and I made a bad light, and I'll tell you what it was. I ain't scared. It was a .300. I mean, he got 0.3 on me right out of the gate.
Ooh.
So, I mean, yeah. I made a mistake. I wasn't ready when I went in the lakes, but this time I'll be ready.
Okay. All right. Well, Wolfpack, you heard it.
If I can get it locked in, if I can come to Maryland on the 31st, I can lock it in. We can run him in.
Well, you know what? You hold on for a second. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to try to see if I can get hold of old Calvin right now.
If it ain't raining this weekend, I could make that test pass. I don't know for sure on Monday next week, I'll lock him in for the 31st.
Okay. Yes, sir. Because I know Calvin. He gung ho now. He been talking a lot of smack lately.
I understand.
I remember that day when he ran you. I was like, oh man, Calvin came through. You know how they were talking.
Our stock suspension car shouldn't be running a tube chassis car anyway. But I came to race.
Hey,
I come to run the
slot
that day. I come to run a slut, but the slut had problems. I gave him props. Said, man, I don't want to take a chance turning your car or me, so I just wait till you get better. And then
okay.
That's why I went looking for somebody else.
All right. I'm going to definitely relay everything over. And, I'm quite sure you probably get a run anyhow. We got other cars that are going to be out here. You might want to bring it. Because we definitely got a few other cars that's going to come out to run.
Right, but like I say, I don't know if I'm coming on 28, so I don't know if I'm coming on 28 or 29, but it's going to be one of the two. Haven't decided yet.
You know what? One thing about over here, they really don't care about the 28s and 29s. I'm going to be real with you. They don't really care. They don't stipulate you like that. I mean, the South stipulates right to the T on the 28 by the 29, but you get over here, you ain't going to have no problem stipulating.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna have no problem at all.
I mean,
how you doing? Sit down. You have no problem whatsoever. You'll be fine over there.
Right.
You know? And I mean, when I say these guys have been all, everybody that's been talking to me lately been telling me like Goldie and everybody's coming up. Well, I'm trying to, matter of fact, I'm gonna call grown folks too while I'm out, you know. I'm gonna try to get him to come on down. I know he loves to run, so I know he wants to get a little busy. He got a couple guys that he want to get off. He would like to run Buddy Blow over.
Yeah, true.
Buddy Blow got away with him. So,
yeah.
But otherwise, I tell you, it should be a good event that day. That's the reason. I mean, everybody knows what's going on. So if I get Calvin, I'm quite sure he might be still working on the car because he's been working diligently on the car because I guess he's trying to get it right because I know he wants to do something with Pizza Gangster with the other car. But
with his other car?
I think Is
he
going to
run a Pizza Gangster with
the Nova? The Firebird. They want to run him with the Firebird.
Oh, okay.
They want to run the Pizza Gangster with the Firebird. That's what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So that's the deal, what they want to do there. So, conventional head, tall deck, two carburetors or something, they said. But it's two chassis car. Like they said, Pizza Gangster's looking for anybody that's got a low deck, conventional head. He's dying to run somebody. Anybody got conventional head, 1/4 mile, he's dying to run.
They give up a little adjustment, he mightn't get it.
Huh?
if he can give her a little justice, he might get that white girl.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what would you want against what would you need from Pizza Gangster?
Like I said, I'll know on Monday next week. I'll get back with you on that part.
Okay.
And then we might can work out something that way. I know he's a two-car.
Yeah, he's definitely two-car, you know, and nice-sized tire on
it. Is he one carburetor or two carburetor?
One carburetor. And it's a low deck.
Cast intake?
Cast intake on it, too. Cast intake, okay. One carburetor.
Right.
And he definitely looking. Even he was just talking. Matter of fact, I know he was just on here just a while ago earlier. I know he's still working right now. He's looking for a run. That's all I can say right now. Right. You know, didn't you run somebody? Who did you run for Piedmont that time? I remember you were running someone.
I was on gas and I had some problems on gas. I shouldn't have ran that night, but it was a Camaro.
Okay. Yeah, because I know the rule is coming with his cars.
Yeah.
I heard he got a small block that he's looking to do something with somebody if they want to do anything.
Yeah.
They got a small block, then they got the Novas, the two Novas.
The Novas got a small block there, I think.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't know the talk on that one. I mean, yeah. Austin would know more on that one from Extreme.
Right.
Because I know they're trying to make it, too. They're going to be there. So it's going to be interesting. You'll be able to get a run one way or another. If you want to run, you just let me know ahead of time. I'll make sure ahead of time that you get locked in before you even go out there. So you ain't got
to
worry about it.
I'm trying to think.
So,
is it Buzz Creek before you get to Capitol, or is there...
Oh, yeah, Buzz Creek way before you. Buzz Creek way before you hit the Capitol. Oh yeah.
How much further? How close is it to North Carolina side?
About an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half, I would say.
From North Carolina?
From North Carolina? If you're coming from
Piedmont.
I'm not sure how long it took them to come from Piedmont. I really don't know, because I'm up from north, so I really don't know.
Because it takes me 8 hours to go to the Capitol.
Took you 8 hours to go to Capitol? Well,
yeah.
Let me find out right now. You know what? Austin just come on here now. Austin, your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. I got Popeye on here right now.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to go from Piedmont to here, to Buzz Creek?
Well, you know, that's just really not really speeding. And stopping at certain places, it only took us like 5 hours.
Stopping, eating, everything else is like that.
Yeah. Capital took us 6.5.
I know. Now, I wonder how long it took the other one to go. These other guys. The ruler, because I know he probably came straight through, right?
Nah, he went to Virginia, stayed the night, and then left Virginia and went to Buzz Creek.
Oh, that's what he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everybody, I'm telling you, everybody's coming, so I don't see no problem with you getting a run. Huh?
Yeah,
I think on a straight shot, it probably could be 4.5. On a good hard shot.
4.5?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye. So, I mean, there shouldn't be no problem. But I know Dwayne going to have his car back together, too. The slut.
That's, we might can make that happen instead of the nowhere. That's what I'd rather get.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dwayne gonna be back together now.
Yeah. Keep on dodging them damn bullets.
He keep dodging the bullets.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh God. Dwayne they hit
every out. Every time I go for me, he's moving something.
Then you got Weeby coming.
I ain't worried about Weeby. He's my least worry.
He's your least worry?
He's my least worry.
Oh, man. Weeby you have a heart attack. You're very glad we being here this one tonight. Oh, my gosh. Now, you're definitely, you ain't going to have no problems getting no runs, though.
Right.
I can't see nothing at all, Papa.
Painful.
I mean, but I remember you running somebody out there. Who did you run, Austin, out in Piedmont?
It was a black Camaro.
Yeah, that black Betty Camaro with no time racing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one he ran motor to motor?
Yeah,
no,
the same one the ruler ran with the small
I had some problems.
Yo, you ran the ruler, right?
No, he ran the Camaro, but that same Camaro ran the ruler later on tonight.
Okay, that's what it was. Alrighty. The guy with the Camaro said he wants some get back from the ruler. He wants to try him
the
over.
Ruler.
He
the ruler didn't call
ruler.
Him out.
Huh?
The ruler is trying to lock him in for Orangeburg, the 16th.
Oh, you trying to lock him in for Orangeburg?
Yeah, he's trying to lock him in for Orangeburg, the 16th.
Okay.
This month.
Well,
this weekend,
I know the ruler got... The ruler, if he comes to Maryland, he got this Camaro that's out in Maryland out here that wants to run him over.
Yeah,
you know, if he comes to Maryland, we'll run him back over with a small block car.
Well, I can tell you right now, I know for a fact the guy going to race over. Here he said it. He will run the ruler over. I mean, he lost, but you know what? He said he'll go back out there. That do it. You know how they did it last time? They just pulled up in the lane and just said, "Heck with it, let's do it." Right off the trail.
Yeah, he would already told me. He kind of figured he really didn't stand a chance against me. He said, "Off the trailer, he gonna take a gamble with anybody."
Yeah, well, regardless, he won the race. You gotta give him credit. But this man said he'll try him again, so. And he'll go right out there just like he was, right off the trailer. So,
I'm gonna let you know, Joe. I'm trying some different stuff out on this truck. But probably a week before that Thursday, I'm gonna test this thing, and that'll be the final test session. I'll kind of let you know. We'll go ahead and lock in them shakedown cars.
Okay. So you want to run Kenny with the shakedown or the truck? Which one?
Both of them.
You gonna run both of them? Who you want first?
In the truck.
The thing.
The Mustang.
The Mustang first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just because he didn't give me my ski mask when I beat him, he's got everything in drag racing to the A.
Oh, it's Big George.
Yeah, he got everything in drag race today.
Alright, now I was at the street the other night, and the guy gave everything away, and he gave it away, too. Hey, Cal, what you asked for?
Hey, I done pretty much made my mind up. Hey, I done gave him the brake and everything else, and the truck wasn't even running right, so now I'm on 8 cylinders. And I turned the other system on, so he just might get everything in drag racing.
Okay. All right. I hear you talking. I guess we got to lock in some races, that's all I can say. I know the peanut butter and jelly truck will be there. He'll be on the money.
But that's the same guy that owns the red one, right?
Yeah, that's the same guy. Same one. So you'll get some. There ain't no doubt about if and buts about it. You're going
to
definitely get
some.
I'm going
to have to get one of them off the trailer because once I get one of them, I guarantee the other one won't come at me the rest of the day once I get one of them.
You think so?
I know so. Once they see what they was trying to see.
Well, I guess, they ain't scared. They already said it'd do it.
I'm
going
to try to.
I'm going
to also try to have some of my buddies down here with that money pit Mustang. I'm going to try to get him to come up. He said it's kind of hard on being that I think the Cecil County Drag Radio Race is coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he got a lot of customers' cars involved in it. And I'm trying to see if I can get the money pit up here. Small block, straight head, cast intake with a 4150 carburetor on one system.
Okay. And you look for anybody over the same way?
I don't even think he gives a damn as long as it's small block.
Okay. Well, you said it, not me. We will find out. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that's saying they're ready to run, but, you know, to do it, that's one thing.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, don't get me wrong. I got to give y'all credit because y'all come right off the trailer. You say you're going to do something, you come right off the trailer. Regardless, you're going out there.
Oh, yeah, now, if we know we got a track just as good as Piedmont, most of the Piedmont cars will come straight off the trailer, as long as we know we got a track just as good.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely be good over here. So, if anybody else got anything else out there to say or want something to lock in, I will give you some time out because I'm going to end the session at 9 o'clock. So if anybody else want to call anybody out, you got anybody else that you want to pop out anything or?
No, that's right now.
Not as right now.
More next weekend. Next one more next week.
Okay. And okay. How about you, Austin? You got anybody you want? Got to call out?
Oh shit. As of right now, I'm gonna sit back while I'm testing this new stuff out. I'm gonna sit back. But come the week of, or maybe next week, once I go to Fayetteville, I'm gonna be the nastiest thing on your talk show. I'm gonna shut it down.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. I've seen Popeye come out there, and Popeye say he gonna do something. He do go out there. You better be careful. Oh, you say Popeye walk on eggshells, right?
Yeah.
Hey, too many people talk to Popeye, and he say he go out to try it.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Racist. Some guys got to ask everything about cars. I got to give you credit. You went out there. You say you gonna do it. You did it. I mean, you showed Calvin. You went right on out there. You say you gonna run him. You sure enough did it. I got to give you credit. Don't get me wrong, I've seen Austin's Extreme Team go out there, too. Right off the trailer and no care. So that's racing. That's what you call racing. Ain't too many people like that. They got to shake it down, got to do this, got to do that. You're going to find out who's what.
I might see if that truck will give me something. I'll run a motor, the gas.
Huh?
I said, them boys talk too much. Yeah, y'all.
That
truck talks too much. What would you do with me on motor? Straight off the trailer.
Me?
You heard that, Austin?
Yeah, you.
Hey, Austin.
Yeah, I hear.
Got off the fly on that, didn't
it? No, I can't really give a big block nothing.
Why, you on gas? How many run motor?
Yeah, I just think the motor car. 128. I just watched Greg.
We ain't got to go there. We can do it.
Don't y'all got a small block car?
Huh?
Don't y'all have a small block car, that Mustang?
No, he done sold it. He's out of business now.
Oh.
Make it right, I come Piedmont. Off the trailer.
Figure something out.
We ain't got to go over to Maryland and take care of that.
Oh, I plan on going to Maryland Guards, but we could definitely set something up for a Thursday on Piedmont.
I work Thursday. I can't do it Thursday or Piedmont. I do it on weekend.
Well, the only time they'll be open for on the weekend would be the 23rd or at that Bass Storm race, September the 13th.
We can do it 23rd. Then we can go to Maryland the following week.
All right, we'll see if we can get going. Shit, I might just have another all-motor big block sitting there waiting on you.
I hope it's the Goonies.
Got to make sure to get, huh?
I hope it's Anthony Harris.
No. They got a small block in that car.
The Goon car?
Yeah. They got a small block in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, so far I know he just told me he's got one in it. I don't know how long it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get this thing right, get it tested, and we damn sure can get something going.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, so you was having problems last time you was at Piedmont?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay. How did I say, I damn sure started to try you on your nitrous that day.
No, I had a problem. Transmission burnout. Burn up on the pass before that. I had a razor lock in. I wasn't going to play the puck out. Man can take a chance red lighting.
You right about that. I have seen it happen.
Man can blow tires off. Especially on man on gas.
Okay. Well, that's a gamble, I'll tell you that. I give y'all credit. Y'all sure gambling. Definitely gotta give you credit. So now Popeye, you said Big Dwayne is ducking you, Weeby is your least worry, and you say Austin can get it too.
Yeah, he can get it.
Make it right. Hey, If he talks right, you going on him too.
I will. If we get the right race. I won't know that until after next week, after Monday.
Okay.
After this weekend, after I make some test passes this weekend, I'll be back on here Monday night.
Okay. Well, I hope the passes go good. I sure like to hear something go on. I sure like to hear it go. I'm gonna make sure I have every last one of them on the show ready so they can't say nothing. Can't say, why didn't you call me? Nope, I called you.
That's right.
Calvin, the whole bit, I'll make sure. Shoot.
Yep.
Papa said he don't open a fresh can of spinach. Give me a can of whoop ass right all over the place. Let everybody know. That's going to be a good
full
one.
Body car ain't, a full-body car ain't supposed to run a tube chassis car. You know that, right?
Yeah, you're right.
But I ain't.
I'm
going to
tell you something. What do you think you're going to be asking from what's his name?
From the Who Gangster?
From the Pizza Gangster.
I don't know. Maybe the Breaking Clear.
Okay.
Motor on motor.
All right. No problem. I'll make sure that you hear that one.
Now, if he don't give up nothing, Joe, you know I'm going to have to get on his case after I told him about the big block on motor we had.
He definitely, I ain't said nothing. I'm just going to push it out there. We're going to find out. Everybody can say, you know how it goes. You know, I can't see why nobody don't be doing something. I really can't.
Because, I mean, I know he's got two big old tires. Here I am coming with a small 28 with a full body car weighing 3,000 pounds. And he can't give a man back tires in the clear. There's something wrong.
How much you saying it weighs?
My car weighs 3,000 pounds. Like I'll bet anything we got scales on, it's 3,000 pounds exactly with me in it.
All right.
I put mine on the scales the other day. That damn thing weighed 3,000 pounds too. Surprised the hell out of me. As many people told me it was light, I actually thought it was light.
Yeah, you never know these days. Until you put it on the scale. Think you got something light, you wonder why the electric car going slow. Ain't going as fast as you should be going. Gonna find out you got more weight. Don't get me wrong, I seen a guy race last night, took the weight out the car and lost. So
I see that happen too.
Yeah.
I watched
the
man go
right out and I was into that race.
I watched a small tire car go 470 at 2,900 pounds. He took the weight out at 2,700 pounds. He went 470.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to set up.
sometimes you're spinning tires and just ain't getting, you don't realize you're doing it, but you're doing it. But, all right. Well, I'm going to close the show out tonight earlier because I see everybody else is just hanging in there. They ain't saying too much. So, but if anybody got anything last words to say, I'm going to go ahead and let you go out there and say what you got to say. Go from there. If not, we'll be talking next Monday. Hopefully I can make it out here to make sure I get on the radio. If not, I'm going to probably get Short Dog or Gunning.
So, you're not going to be doing no traveling this weekend, are you?
Nah, it don't look like I'll be able to travel.
Okay.
So far. Don't seem like they're going to let me travel, so that's one thing. That's a little rough. So, alrighty. So I'm gonna sign off. So if you guys got anything to say now, or you just gonna wait till next Monday? I know Papa. I said he gonna wait till after the next Monday. He'll let you know what's really going on.
Yep.
So, and Papa, make sure you give me a call Thursday, and I'll definitely let you know the details on all the rest.
All right, I'll call you around 6 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
All right, everybody, good night, and God bless. See you at the race. All right, you too, now, Dwayne. Take care.
And I'll be talking to you soon, during a week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now, have a nice night.
All right, good night.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.